Hello, my name is Saad, and today we're just going to discuss PowerShell. It's not about a very geeky introduction to PowerShell. It's about those people who are not familiar with the command line and who want to explore Microsoft's PowerShell. Before explaining PowerShell, it's important to just explore its history, that what was actually PowerShell, and how it came into being, and what was the reason behind and the motives behind creating PowerShell. Well, we already know that Microsoft started with DOS, that was a disk operating system, also known as command.com. And then, after that, it was a huge hit, but that was so much powerful, I would say. Later on, Microsoft came up with the Windows 9X family of products. And Windows 9X family, you know, that was not as much powerful in sense of in terms of more of a customization kind of thing. So, but still, you know, CMD exists in the anti-based products, even today as CMD. But to perform some really amazing kind of scripting and things, we had to use the batch scripting language, the basic batch scripting language in another way, if I say, and that was termed as .bat file. But still, the CMD and the bat wasn't that much powerful as its ancestor, the DOS. So it was long overdue for replacement. So Microsoft came up with the PowerShell. And today, what we're going to do is that we're just going to explore PowerShell on the Mac. And you'd be quite amazed that we're just going to run PowerShell on Mac. Yes, it's true. So what actually happened is that PowerShell is not available for Linux as well as for Mac. So the things I'm doing right now for Mac works similarly, almost similarly with Linux. So what I'm going to do is that this is the link that is github/PowerShell/PowerShell. So here what I'm going to do is that I've already done actually. So the Mac OS 10.11, so I can download the package, and simply by clicking next, I can install that. And once I've installed that, there is one sort of requirement that you should have Visual Studio Code. The reason for having Visual Studio Code is that we're just going to write some script, and for that, we're just going to create some PowerShell file, that is PS1 files. And for creating PS1 files, it's good to have a code editor, and VS Code does an amazing job for code editing. And when it comes to PowerShell, so it has great intelligence and support. We'll look on that as well. But right now, what I would say is that you need to download VS Code for OS X. It's free of cost and free open source and run everywhere. It's one of the amazing products for Microsoft. And next thing what I'm going to discuss is that once you are up and running with the VS Code, so what you're going to do is that you guys got to install a small extension. So to install extension, you just click here, the extension button here, and ext install ext. Okay, I would say PowerShell, it's not working. Oh my god. Control shift. Okay, there you go. ext install, there you go. So, ext install, and what I'm going to do here is that I'm just going to install the plugin for PowerShell after I've installed the PowerShell's package.pkg file on Mac. So now what I'm going to do is that I'm just going to type in PowerShell, and I hope it arrives. There you go. Just click on it and it will install the PowerShell. One of the requirements of the PowerShell is that you need OpenSSL installed. So to do that, I'm having, I would say, terminal here. And to do, there are very simple steps. For example, sudo brew update, then brew install OpenSSL. Once you have installed OpenSSL, you get to link that. To link that, brew link dash force and OpenSSL, it will link it, and then you'll be able to do all of the stuff that you are just going to do in the rest of the videos. So the amazing thing about PowerShell, what I would say is that it's an amazing thing to learn once you are set up to just know that you have installed PowerShell. It's a very simple thing to try. For example, here I will say PowerShell, simply type in, and you would be here welcomed with Microsoft Corporation, all rights reserved, and PowerShell is now up and running. You can see PS, user, and the dev, your path. So now you can try all of the commands that you like. So for example, if I say get dash command, and there it goes, all the commands that are available I can see here. And this is one of the things that can ensure that you have already up and running with PowerShell. And next thing, while setting up with VS Code, so it's important to create a folder. Once you have created a folder, you have to open a folder here. And after opening a folder, you can simply create new files. So if you haven't created a folder, you won't be able to debug it and do a lot of more stuff, because we're just going to debug it here in VS Code, and we can use amazing experience of VS Code for debugging and things. So we need to open the folder. So these are working files, and this is the complete folder I'm having. I can simply create a subfolder in that or a new file and do all kind of stuff here. So once you're ready, we will talk more about PowerShell in the next video, and we will start doing some amazing stuff with PowerShell.